limit. What is the limit? The woman should think about the house. Well, she's thinking about the others are happy, we are not. That comparison. Remember the parent? Comparison, which is the base. Yes?
We have no bread. Our condiment is anguish and envy. We have no jug. Our water is the tears from our eyes. Our garment by day is the burning sunshine. At night, our bed and coverlet is of the moonbeams. We fancy the disk of the moon is a disk of bread and lift up our hands towards the sky. The poor feel shame at our poverty. Day is turned to night by our anxiety about our daily portion. Kinsfolk and strangers have come to flee from us in like fashion as Samiri from men. If I beg a handful of lentils from someone, he says to me, "Be silent, O death and plague." The Arabs take pride in fighting and giving. Thou amongst the Arabs are like a fault in writing. What fighting? We are killed without fighting. We are made giddy by the sword of want. What gifts? We are continually in beggary. We are sitting, we are slitting the vein of the gnat in the air. If any guest arrive, if I am I will go for his tattered cloak when he falls asleep at night.
Sounds familiar? This lady is the lady we have seen from the beginning, the handmaiden, right? And so on and so on and so on. Here, she's nagging. About what? About not having, about the envy, about jealousy, about wishes, about daydreaming, about nostalgia, about everything. Because this is what the lady is about. Now we see the opposite, the gentleman, the poor man, which is this, I don't know where poor is coming. Oh yeah, it's Darvish, and Darvish has both names. Poor and Darvish. Anyhow, now here the explanation of Rumi. Suddenly the lady was talking and Rumi will expand it to another dimension in my view. Listen carefully. Lady finished. It was obvious. No need for anything. It was nagging about why we don't have this, why everybody has that, everybody is having, we don't, we are so poor, we are dying out of hunger, and blah, 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 blah. That nonsense. Yes.
How disciples are beguiled in their need by false impostors and imagine them to be sheikhs and venerable personages and united and do not know the difference between fact and fiction. And between what is tiled on and what has grown up. For this reason, the wise have said with knowledge, one must become the guest of those who confer benefits.
Remember, the ending of the last paragraph was the lady said, if it is me, somebody comes to us, some guest, I will rob him. Period. Now, yes. Okay.
Thou, for this reason, the wise have said with knowledge, one must become the guest of those who confer benefits. Thou art the disciple and guest of one who, from his vileness, robs thee of all thou hast. He is not strong. How should he make thee strong? He does not give light. He makes thee dark. Since he had no light, how in association should others obtain light from him? Like the half-blind healer of eyes, what should be put in people's eyes except world thinking?
What was that all about? Rima, the simple watcher. You lady. What was that? Rumi started to tell a story. The first one was, okay, appreciate the beauty. The second was, lady started to nag about we don't have enough and blah, 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 blah. And at the end said, we are so desperate that I will rob the guests. Suddenly Rumi jumped in and said, listen, all the wise men, they have told you to be the guest of good people. You have to be the guest of someone who has the life you live on. What is this all about? Tell me. This is a part of the story. Then Rumi goes back to the lady. Next page, lady starts to go on that we are like this, blah, 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 blah. But before that, I want to know why Rumi brought this one.
To show her that comparison is not a good way.
Show her?
That comparison, comparing yourself.
Rumi is not talking to her. Because she is a character in the story of Rumi. Rumi talks only to you. Rumi jumps in to tell you. And we say, you, blindfold the fellow, do this, do that. Here, he jumped out and said, don't be the guest of the non-holy people. Why?
Don't listen to her.
Isn't it because you're always the guest of this lady? Whatever you need, you think about it. You go to her. Right? Whenever you want some place to feel comfortable, you go to your logic, to your knowledge, quote unquote, right? Don't do that. You know why? Because that lady up there, that lady does not have the light to give you the light. That lady has the knowledge, know-how, but not the light. Because that lady hasn't conquered anything. Is as it is, right? So it cannot help you to conquer something. Because this lady is not closed to the source of light. So she cannot give. This is the blind fellow we were talking about. This blind fellow is going to cure your eyes. What will this one put in your eyes? Nothing. Yes?
So is Nicholson's use of the word he in this paragraph not in the original?
What do you mean? Which one?
Nicholson has translated he throughout here. He is like the half-blind hero of eyes. What should he put in people's eyes except wool and soul? Is that in the original or is it?
No, in original there is no masculine or feminine. You know, it's in Persian language and he's referring to someone, that's a trick.
Yeah.
It's not he, it's she. Because that's the same argument. Says that this intelligence in your head is like this, right? And you want to be the guest? Even she will confess that she's going to rob you. Now listen to her, yes?
Such is our state in poverty and affliction. May no guest be beguiled by us. If thou hast
the continuum of the speech, yes?
If thou hast never seen a 10 years famine in forms, open your eyes and look at us. Our outward appearance is like the inward reality of the impostor. Darkness in his heart, his tongue flashing.
You need describing what? A fellow, very wise, and lost. so pretends to know everything and deep down doesn't know anything.